Good morning and greetings from Christ URC Santee.
早上好, 我代表 URC Santee 的教会 向大家, 致以问候。
Thank you, John, for the intro. I will trust that it was a good one.
谢谢John长老的问候, 还有介绍, 我相信他应该很好地来介绍了我。
Since we have already prayed to open God's word, and he has blessed it to us, let's get started.
因为我们已经 祈求上帝来光照我们的内心, 所以我们现在就开始吧。
In the Reformed tradition, we are known for being able to talk on every topic.
在改革中的传统之中, 我们经常被认为可以对各种议题都能发表见解。
We can really battle it out over our views of the end times.
对于末世的不同观点, 我们甚至可以直接地展开各种各样的辩论。
We can articulate the covenant like none other.
论到圣约, 我们也能做出精辟的阐释。
But one area we often overlook is music.
然而有一个领域, 我们经常忽略, 那就是音乐。
Which is interesting in itself.
这本身就很有意思。
Because the Protestant Reformation spoke quite a bit on music.
因为宗教改革时期, 其实曾经相当广泛地讨论了音乐这一个话题。
While Calvin preferred unison in singing,
加尔文偏好会众同声齐唱,
and he thought that the instruments mentioned in Scripture belonged to the Old Testament worship,
并且认为圣经中所提到的乐器属于旧约时代的敬拜形式。
Luther held a different perspective.
然而路德对此有不同的看法。
He considered it to be the handmaiden of worship.
路德认为音乐乃是敬拜的侍女。
Luther said, I have always loved music.
路德曾经说,我一向热爱音乐。
Whoever has skill in this art is of good temperament and fitted for all things.
凡是精通这门艺术的人, 性情必然良善, 也适合承担各样的事物。
We must teach music in schools.
我们必须在学校里面教授音乐。
A schoolmaster must know how to sing.
教师必须懂得如何唱歌。
Next to the word of God, music deserves the highest praise.
仅次于上帝的话语，音乐是最配得最高的赞誉的。
He would often interrupt worship or time with his students.
路德经常在聚会敬拜中或与学生相处的时候。
By singing, "Men, let us sing the 46th."
路德经常会突然说：“弟兄们，让我们来唱诗篇第46篇吧。”
Which Luther paralleled in his famous "A Mighty Fortress."
这里所指的诗篇46篇就是路德在他著名的圣诗《上主是我坚城堡垒》当中写的所引用的这篇诗篇。The
song, which uses Psalm 46 as a springboard,
路德在他的那一篇诗篇里面正是以诗篇46篇作为核心的依据。And
speaks about other areas of the Christian life.
也提到了其他基督徒的生活的方面。
Such as assurance.
例如他的我们的得救的确据。
And as much of Luther's writings lean towards.
也涉及到路德所倚靠的。
What to do about Satan's devices.
我们应该怎样去面对撒旦的诡计。
Whether it be Satan's devices or the troubles of this world,
无论是撒旦的诡计还是今世的患难,
of which Luther had no short supply,
路德对这些绝不陌生。
Excommunicated by Rome,
路德曾经被罗马教廷革除教籍。
The Black Plague,
他经历过黑死病的肆虐。
His life constantly threatened,
他的生命屡次受到威胁。
Among others,
还有许多其他的苦难。
Luther reminded people what is stated in our text today.
路德始终提醒人们，正如我们今天的经文所宣告的那样，
You can go to God no matter your troubles.
无论遭遇何等的患难，你都可以来到上帝面前寻求帮助。
If you get nothing else from our time, I want you to get that. So let's repeat it.
无论遭遇何等的患难，你都可以来到上帝面前寻求帮助。
You can go to God.
你可以走到。你可以来到上帝面前，无论你遭遇了何等的患难。
Luther reminds us in his hymn.
路德在他的圣诗当中提醒我们
that God is never failing.
上帝永不失信。
No matter the troubles of this world.
无论这个世界有怎样的患难。
We can and should go to God.
我们可以，也可以，应当来到上帝的面前。
Not as a last resort.
不是我们走投无路时的最后手段。
But like Moses in the cleft of the rock.
而是应当像站在磐石穴中的摩西一样，与上帝持续相交而活。
We should live in communion with God.
我们应当与上帝持续相交而生活。
Our outline is simple.
我们今天的信息大纲非常的简单。
In each stanza of the psalm,
在这个诗篇里面每一个段落之中，
we see how God gives us,
我们都可以看到上帝如何赐给我们
confidence,
信心
covering,
遮蔽
and conquest,
和得胜
or to keep more in line with Luther's hymn,
或者为了更贴近路德这首圣诗的主题
faith,
我们也可以概括为信心。
Fortress,
保障
and fulfillment.
和成全。
Many of the hymns we sing tell us something simple.
许多圣诗都向我们传达一些简洁而深刻的道理。
We remember the one-liners.
我们往往记住那些脍炙人口的一句话。
I do not have to tell you.
我们不需要向你唱那首上帝拯救了什么样的罪人的圣诗叫什么名字。
The name of the hymn that says God saved a wretch like me.
我们只要一听到说上帝拯救了像我这样的罪人，这首圣诗，我们就知道它是哪样一首圣诗。
And I'm certain you can tell me.
我也相信你，我们可以说。
What happened on a hill far away?
当我们一听到一首歌的开头说在远方的一座山岗上。我们就立即知道这是哪一首圣诗。
Simply here,
在这里。
For the psalmist, Luther, and even for us,
对于诗人路德以及今天我们所要看见的真理来说，
God is our refuge.
核心的信息同样十分简单，上帝是我们的避难所。
But who is God?
但是上帝是谁呢？
The Belgic Confession reminds us.
比利时信条提醒我们。
God is a single and simple spiritual being.
我们都心里相信，口里承认，只有一位独一单纯的灵，我们称他为上帝。
Whom we call God.
我们称他为上帝。
Eternal, incomprehensible, invisible.
他永恒，不可透支。眼不可见。
Unchangeable, infinite, almighty.
永不改变，无限，全能。
Completely wise, just, and good, and the overflowing source of all good.
完全智慧，公义，良善，是一切美善的源头。
But how is he a refuge?
但他为什么是我们的避难所呢？
Like a child who runs to their father.
就像孩子奔向自己的父亲一样。
The Heidelberg Catechism tells us in question 120.
海德堡要理问答第120问告诉我们。
That we can pray to God. More than that, our prayers and the entire Christian life stems out of the fact that our prayer is like childlike reverence and trust.
海德堡要理问答第120问告诉我们，我们可以向上帝祷告。不仅如此，我们的祷告以及整个基督徒的生活都是从这样一个事实生发出来的， 我们的祷告的根基是我们对上帝要有孩童一般的敬畏和信靠。
God has become our Father through Christ.
我们相信因为基督，上帝已经成为了我们的父。
And will much less deny us.
凡我们借着真信心向他所祈求的，他比我们肉身的父母更不会拒绝我们。
What we ask of him in faith.
我们用信心向他祈求的。
Then our fathers refuse us the things of this life.
他会比我们肉身的父母，更不会拒绝我们。
When the psalmist begins that God is our refuge and our strength.
因此当诗人宣告上帝是我们的避难所，是我们的力量的时候。
He says of all the things that we could run to.
他实际上是在告诉我们，在一切我们可能投靠的对象之中，
Why would we not run to God?
为什么我们应当投靠上帝？
He is our very present refuge in times of trouble.
因为他是我们患难中随时的帮助，是我们的避难所。
Not something far off, but right there.
不是遥不可及的，而是一位就在这里的神。
Jesus came saying that the kingdom of God is at hand.
耶稣来到世上传道的时候说上帝的国近了。
It's right there.
他就在近处。
Very present means he is ready and willing.
这里随时的帮助意味着神已经预备好，也乐意实行帮助。
When you are preparing, you look at the words and phrases trying to decipher them.
当一位牧师在预备讲道的时候，常常会研究词句，并且试图理解其中的含义。
I don't think times of trouble need much deciphering.
但是我想患难中的帮助这句话大概不需要太多的解释。
You never know what anyone is going through.
因为你永远不知道每个人正在经历什么。
For some it's physical ailments.
有些人正在遭受身体上的疾病。
Others financial problems.
有一些人正在面对经济上的困难。
Stress and mental health issues are hot topics of debate right now.
压力和心理健康的问题如今也是社会热烈讨论的话题。
As a man in a military family, I am often asked by my loved ones for counsel with the things they see in the news.
由于我长期处在军人的群体之中，亲友们经常因为新闻里看到的战争和时局的发展来寻求我的劝勉和安慰。
Yet we know this.
然而有一件事情我们可以确信。
While others run from trouble,
当其他人从患难之中逃离的时候，
God runs to our side.
上帝却来到了我们的身旁。
Hear the words of Jesus.
请听耶稣在马太福音十一章所说的话。
When he says in Matthew 11,
在马太福音第十一章，
Come to me.
凡劳苦担重担的人都到我这里来。
All who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我要使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭。
And learn from me.
向我学习。
For I am gentle and lowly in heart.
因为我心里柔和谦卑。
And you will find rest for your souls.
这样你们的心灵就必得着安息。
For my yoke is easy,
因为我的轭是容易的。
And my burden is light,
我的担子是轻省的。
Remember, a bruised reed he will not break.
要记得压伤的芦苇他不折断。
I would like to remind you that Jesus begins very early in the Beatitudes.
我也愿提醒你们，耶稣在登山宝训一开始的八福当中就指出
that those poor in spirit,
那些在灵里贫穷的人
literally those lacking fullness,
就是那些承认自己缺乏的人
will be comforted,
是有福的，因为他们必得安慰。
Our own Heidelberg Catechism speaks of this first,
我们的海德堡要理问答也正是从这一点开始。
Because if we do not understand this,
因为如果我们不明白这一点，
nothing else will make sense.
后面的每一点都不会真正的明白。
We'll talk more about this later, but question one asks, What is your only comfort in life and in death?
我们会在下午更多的讨论这一点。但第一问，海德堡要理问答第一问说，无论是生是死，你唯一的安慰是什么？
The answer, that I am not my own.
回答是，无论是生是死，我身体灵魂都不属于我自己。
But belong body and soul, life and death, to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ.
而是属于我信实的救主耶稣基督。
He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood.
他用宝血完全补偿了我一切的罪。
And has set me free from the tyranny of the devil.
并救我脱离魔鬼一切的权势。
He also watches over me in such a way.
他也保守我。
That not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven.
他这样的保守我，若非天父的允许，我连一根头发也不会掉下。
In fact, all things must work together for my salvation.
诚然，万事必为我的救恩互相效力。
Because I belong to him,
因为我属于基督。
Christ by his Holy Spirit,
基督就借着圣灵。
Assures me of eternal life,
使我有永生的确据。
And makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him.
并且使我从今以后甘心乐意地为他而活。
The rest of the psalm,
诗篇余下的内容
expounds this confidence.
正是在不断展开这一份确据。
In verse 2,
在第二节的时候
the declarative statement,
诗人在这里宣告
we will not means that we will literally not fear.
我们并不惧怕。我们必不惧怕。
God repeatedly tells us not to fear, but rather go out in boldness.
上帝一次又一次地告诉我们不要惧怕，他呼召我们不要退缩，而是凭着信心勇敢地前行。
This assurance is the reason we can do so.
而我们能够如此勇敢的根基，正是这种得救的确据。
That being said, the earth does change.
当然，这并不意味着世界并不会发生改变。
Things are constantly happening.
事实上，世上的所有事情都在时时刻刻地发生变化。
I have a friend who is sure that with every rumor of war and every disaster, that this is the end.
我有一位朋友，只要一听到战争的风声，或者听到任何的自然灾害，就确信世界末日快要到了。
Never mind the fact that we.Have several fires in our own backyard.
他甚至都没有意识到我们自己周围每天都会发生好几起山火。
He lives in Texas.
他住在德州。
He does not understand that this is normal for us.
并不了解对于南加州的我们来说其实是非常常见的。
But are we to bunker down and run for the hills?
那么我们是否应该躲到地堡里面去或者逃到山上去呢？
No, we fear not.
不是的。我们不惧怕。
Not of ourselves, but remembering that there is no problem in which God is not the solution.
并不是因为我们自己有什么能力，而是因为我们记得，没有任何一个问题是上帝不能解决的。
The psalmist here tells us to rejoice and stand firm in faith, even when the nations all around us crumble.
诗人在这里告诉我们，即使我们的周围列国震动崩塌，我们仍然应当欢喜。并且坚定站立在信心之中。
Even when our own seems shut down by fear,
即使我们自己的社会似乎也被恐惧所笼罩。
We will not fear.
我们仍然必不惧怕。
God gives us a covering.
我们来到第二大点，上帝给我们遮蔽。
Rather than fear, we will be glad.
我们不但不惧怕，反而要欢喜。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because a mighty fortress is our God.
因为上主是我的坚城堡垒。
He is our covering.
他是我们的遮盖与保护。
Next month,
下个月,
Michael Horton at Westminster Seminary down in Escondido,
威斯敏斯特神学院 Escondido 校区的 Michael Horton 教授
is going through the Christian classic City of God.
将会教授基督教的经典《上帝之城》。
Written during the destruction of Rome,
奥古斯丁是在罗马城遭受毁灭的时期写下这部著作的。
Augustine says that there are differences between the city of God and the city of man.
奥古斯丁指出，人之城与上帝之城的区别是非常明显的。
Which was going up in flames before his very eyes was made obvious.
在罗马，也就是人之城，在他面前陷入火海的时候，人之城和上帝之城的区别就变得更加明显。
It is not obvious to the world, but for us, as the psalmist says in verses 4 and 5,
对于世人来说，这种区别并不明显。然而，对我们来说，正如诗人在第四节和第五节所说的那样，
God gathers his holy people in his holy city.
上帝必将他的圣民聚集在他的圣城之下。
God's help may not always seem like it.
上帝的帮助有的时候看起来并不轰轰烈烈。
But it can come steadily rather than all at once.
他的帮助往往是持续不断地来到的，而不是一下子全部显明。
God uses means.
因为上帝通常借着各种途径来工作。
Rome was not built in a day, but it seemed to burn that way.
罗马不是一天建成的，但它看起来仿佛是一天被焚毁的。
It does not mean that we will not ask like Habakkuk.
这并不意味着我们会像哈巴谷那样发问。
God, aren't you going to do something?
上帝啊，难道你不打算采取什么行动吗？
And he may give us the same answer.
然而，上帝也许会给我们像哈巴谷一样相似的回答。
You don't see it, but I already am.
你虽然看不见，但我已经开始工作了。
For those who belong to God,
对于那些属上帝的人来说，
He is in his sovereignty protecting you.
他正在以他的主权大能保守着你。
The nations are in uproar.
列国喧嚷骚动。
Psalm 2 says they plot in vain.
正如诗篇第二篇所说，他们的谋算终归徒然。
There are many around us who lack this comfort and assurance.
在我们周围有许多人并不拥有这种确据和安慰。
That is why we are sent out.
这也是为什么我们会被差派出去。
To show them that the gospel offers something better.
是为了向这些没有安慰和确据的人显明，福音所提供的是更美的盼望。
Verse 6 reminds us that God acts by His word.
第六节提醒我们，上帝借着他的话语施行作为。
In verse 7, the covenant name is invoked.
在第七节当中，这里使用了他圣约之名。万军之耶和华。
It is the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华。
The captain of the angels' armies in Joshua.
他是约书亚记中那位耶和华军队的元帅。
The multitude that Elisha saw.
他是以利沙所看见的那位天使天军当中的大军之主。
It is not them that we depend on.
然而我们所依靠的并不是这些天使军队本身。
It is their head that supplies us.
我们所依靠的乃是那位统领他们的元首。
And what does he supply us with?
那么他又供应我们什么呢？
It says that he is our stronghold.
经文说他是我们的保障。
Not he gives us one and leaves it to us.
经文并不是说他赐给我们一个保障，然后让我们自己去守护。
But that God is our stronghold.
而是说上帝他自己就是我们的保障。
And God gives us conquest.
我们来到第三大点，上帝给我们得胜。
Therefore, we are to advance.
因此我们应该向前迈进。
Not as the messenger of a defeated army that just announced retreat.
我们并不是像一个战败军队的使者出来宣布撤退。
We are to examine.
我们乃是要去观看。
We are to proclaim the conquest of our king.
我们要去宣告我们君王的得胜。
Paul in Ephesians says that currently we are seated in the heavenly places.
保罗在以弗所书中说，我们现今已经同基督一起坐在天上。
If you've ever climbed up a breathtaking hill or a mountain and just looked at what God made,
如果你曾登上一座壮丽的高山， 俯瞰上帝所创造的一切。
That beauty is something that you behold.
那种美景会让你驻足观看。
And that's the word that's used in this psalm.
这就是在诗篇当中所使用的语言。
In many action or war movies,
在许多战争片或者动作片当中，
after the big crescendo battle,
在最高潮的决战之后，
they show the hero looking at the battlefield after the smoke clears.
都会有这样一个场景，当硝烟散尽，英雄站在那里，看着眼前的战场。
The psalmist in verse 8 tells us to stop and behold.
诗人在第八节当中也是这样告诉我们，你们来看。
Behold, stop.
停下来，来看。
Remember how God has carried you through.
思想上帝过去如何带领你经过一个又一个的处境。
These past experiences cause you to lean on Him in the future.
这些过去的经历会让你更深的依靠上帝。
And in case you forgot what those things were,
如果你已经忘记了那些作为是什么。
Verses 1 through 7 just told you what the mighty works of God are.
那么第一节到第七节已经告诉你答案了。
Human beings are workers and doers by nature.
就本性来说，人总是喜欢活，总是喜欢行动，总是喜欢依靠自己去完成一些事情。
We like to white knuckle it.
我们总是想咬紧牙关，硬撑过去。
As Americans, we have a natural pull ourselves up by our bootstraps mentality.
在美国，我们尤其有一种靠自己站起来的文化心态。
The psalmist tells us that that is completely wrong.
但是诗人告诉我们，这种想法是完全错误的。
Rather, we are to cease striving, as it says in verse 10.
相反，第十节说，你们要休息。
Literally, relax and rest in God's arms.
你们要休息。要知道我是上帝，换句话说，就是停止挣扎，安息在上帝的怀抱之中。
He wants us to leave the psalm comforted.
诗人的盼望是我们离开这篇诗篇的时候是得到安慰的。
To apply the sovereignty of God to your life.
他盼望我们把上帝的主权应用到自己的生活当中。
To acknowledge God for who He is.
承认上帝是谁。
Who that loving Father is.
认识这位慈爱的天父是谁。
And what he did.
并纪念他所成就的事情。
He sent his son to the cross.
他差遣自己的儿子走上十字架。
To pay a debt that we can never and could never pay.
偿还我们永远无法偿还的罪债。
He upheld the law for us.
他为我们完全遵行律法。
And he did it sinlessly.
而且他是在毫无罪恶的情况下成就这一切的。
He fulfilled all righteousness.
他成全了一切的义。
We supplied the guilt.
我们提供了罪债。
He supplied the grace.
而恩典却是他提供的。
Now let us leave here this morning and live lives of gratitude.
因此，让我们今天早上离开这里的时候，都能活出感恩的人生。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father in heaven,
天上的父,
you have commanded us not only to pray,
你不但吩咐我们祷告,
but to live in light of the protection and providence.
也吩咐我们在你的保护和护理当中, 在你的护理之光当中生活。
You are our stronghold and our savior.
你是我们的保障, 也是我们的救主。
You have promised to hear us,
你应许垂听我们的祷告。
But also to magnify your mercies,
也应许彰彰显你丰盛的怜悯
and to glorify your name,
并荣耀你自己的圣名。
You have promised to deliver us from desperate dangers,
你应许在极大的危险当中拯救我们。
Though we do not always understand what is going on in the world,
虽然我们并不明白这世界上正在发生什么。
We understand that it is all by your hand.
但我们知道这一切都在你的手中。
No matter what we are going through,
不论经历怎么样的境况，
we are able to cling to you.
我们都能够紧紧地依附你。
Increase our faith that we will cast away any idols or temptations and cling to you.
求你增长我们的信心，使我们弃绝一切的偶像和试探，单单紧紧地跟随你。
You are our covering.
你是我们的遮盖。
But what is more,
更重要的是，
You have said that you will accomplish this by means.
你曾经告诉我们，你常借着各种各样的途径来成就你的旨意。
And have invited us to be that means.
而你也邀请我们成为这些途径当中的一部分。
Remind us of this truth as we leave this place.
求你不断提醒我们的真理，即使在我们离开这里的时候。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.